SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Olympic Way residents trained to become chefs. It's time to go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal is March 31. BGLC teams will be accepting applications at tax offices in St. Anne's Bay, Mandeville, Savlamar and Montego Bay. Applicants in Manchester and surrounding areas can visit the Mandeville tax office on March 6 and 7 from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit bglc.gov.jm for all dates and locations, or see the press for details.
Some 21 persons from Olympic Gardens can now count themselves certified, having graduated from the tourism product company TPDCO Culinary Skills Training Program. The initiative forms part of the Olympic Way Hip Strip project, being implemented by TPDCO with funding from the Tourism Enhancement Fund. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett, who was present at the graduation ceremony on March 1, noted the importance of the training to government's aim of attracting visitors from the gastronomy tourism market. He said a deliberate investment in the people of Jamaica will help to realize that objective.
The iconic attraction in the country are the people. So we have to build the people, enable them to provide all that kind of experience that the visitor will pay for, and then that money stays here. In tourism, we are redirecting and refocusing the Tourism Enhancement Fund towards that human capital development and that capacity building to supply on the demand of tourism.
Valedictorian Sandra Peters says the experience will lead the graduates into many great kitchens across Jamaica and the world.
We have been given the opportunity of gaining first-hand experience and knowledge of many dishes in the kitchen. We had awesome chefs who were and continue to be confident in our abilities. Every day wasn't perfect, but we were able to overcome our challenges together. As the days goes by, we continue to mature in and out of the kitchen, of course.
Now more than ever, tourists are abandoning their 5-star hotel rooms to visit communities such as Olympic Gardens and Tivoli Gardens to experience the fullness of the dancehall and reggae culture. Having completed the training program, the participants, who are now HeartTrust NTA certified, will eventually become active on the Olympic Way Hip Strip as managers and chefs for specific areas of fine cuisine. Goal 1 of Vision 2030 is empowering Jamaicans to achieve their fullest potential, and the first outcome of this goal is maintaining a healthy and stable population. Take care of your health so you can play your part in the development of our country. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Wednesday, March 8 is International Women's Day, and leading up to the observance, we'll be highlighting the contribution of Jamaican women who have helped to shape the country we know today. Today's trailblazer was Jamaica's first known female record producer. She produced hits for several artists such as Ken Booth, Alton Ellis, and Toots and the Maytals at her tip-top studios in the mid-1960s. Find out the name of today's trailblazer when we return.
Did you know that using a solar water heater can reduce your energy bill? Installation of the system may require some amount of funds initially, but over time you can realize savings on your electricity bill. Remember, energy from the sun is free. Once you install a solar water heating system, you will pay nothing to heat water. Save money. Invest in a solar water heater. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica. The PCJ, your energy advisor.
Today's female trailblazer is Sonia Pottinger. And on our community notice board, Knox Community College will host College Day on Wednesday, March 15, starting at 9 a.m. Activities include displays, health and entrepreneurship talks, competitions, and more. That's all we have time for today. Thanks for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.